You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really hate to do this and tell you guys this, but my T-shirt, I spelled something on it. And not that I wear the sexiest clothes now, but I'm wearing a wet T-shirt now. Luckily, I'm still appropriately dressed, but I just didn't really expect to be doing some sort of wet T-shirt thing today on the show. I'll have to change, break, find a place to change, but I didn't realize, you know, you realize you spilled something, you know, when you hold your drink and your files together, and I'm trying to unpiece my files, and, you know, they're starting to get sticky, and my whole shirt is just wet, and I got holes in the shirt, so that means my pants are wet. You know what, with a bad back, at least it gets my mind off of it. Now, I want to thank you all. It sounds like you guys listen to the show. And that's always a compliment. Here's an email we got. Doctor, when you were talking yesterday about cavemen and porn, I have to ask. Okay, I wasn't talking about cavemen and porn. We were talking about there was a limestone drawing. Okay, there was a that's so funny. All right, there was a limestone drawing, and it was of a vulva, and so they've been talking about in the news that they found the first example of pornography over 37,000 years old. That's what that was about. Okay, but anyway, we were talking about cavemen. Thank you. And okay, so how do cavemen treat their sick, deliver children, do surgery? Any sources going back that far? Well, of course not. I mean, I'm assuming, you know, cavemen, they had long hair, they were hairy, so my guess is they smoked a lot of stuff. I bet they smoked marijuana. I bet they did, and I bet they smoked things, and it helped them with pain. I mean, honestly, and I'm not joking, for centuries, you know, when you go back to ancient medicine, many times you smoked herbs. You know, that's why I'm not that upset about, you know, when people say, oh, well, you know, they're testing marijuana for multiple sclerosis. They've been doing that for years, and it's been effective. Marijuana has been extremely effective. Now, I don't want people coming in pretending they have a glaucoma, so I write them marijuana. I don't write medical marijuana. I just stayed out of it because, imagine, once I started the show, you know, I mean, we're already pretty busy. I can't handle people asking for medical marijuana. We would be too busy, and I don't need that. I'm already pretty overwhelmed, and there's a lot of paperwork, and I don't like doing paperwork. So there's plenty of other medical marijuana doctors out there. I don't have to fill that need. But absolutely, marijuana. I mean, I'm not saying cavemen smoke marijuana, but I wouldn't be surprised if many of their medicinal treatments were inhalatory. Okay, if I can make that word up. Yeah. Okay. See, that was very smooth. A lot of syllables in that word. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised. And I'm not. I would love to know when these tribes, you know, started to put urine on things or blood or etc. I think what happened is something worked for one, and then they said, oh, well, this works for another. Just like delivering babies. I think people have effectively delivered babies for years, obviously, because we're around today, but because, you know, mom did it, grandma did it. I mean, things get passed down. Remember, cavemen didn't have a lot to talk about. Okay, they didn't talk about what was going on Celebrity Apprentice. They weren't talking about who's going to get kicked off American Idol. So all they probably had to talk about was when mom had a baby, she did this. So I'm sure both men and women knew what was going on. They probably talked about the zebra, you know, across the river. Yeah, we're going to get that one next week or something. So I think they, you know, they learned from each other and they smoked a bunch of stuff. Yeah. And I guess, according to yesterday's story, they drew naked pictures or body parts on the wall and porn, probably. I don't know. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877, not that that was medicinal, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Mailman Bob. I think caveman had way too much time on hand. Had a boring day. Bye, I love to hear your show.
Thank you. Did they have a boring day? Did cavemen have a boring day? Mailman Bob. Oh, I like you, Mailman Bob. All right, so anyway, thank you guys for listening. Thank you all for tuning in. Any calls you have, we are live right now, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If we're not live, all right, and you think we're live because I just said that, but you're listening to us delayed, you could still call in. Leave your call, leave your message at 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, a study came out going against what I've been saying, where fitness can actually fight high blood pressure even if you have genetic predisposition to high blood pressure. Okay, so we'll talk about that. I don't know if they're trying to prove me wrong. They're not proving me wrong. I guess Beijing's Olympic smog has already shown health issues, and the Beijing Olympics, that happened 4 years ago, so we'll talk about that. I don't know how the air is in London. We've got the London Olympics coming up. I don't know. I don't know. I am really excited, though. I really dig the Olympics. Okay, it looks like, I guess, the task force has new blood pressure guidelines. Let me see if this is something I can... Oh, it's not going to be published until later this month. Okay, they lower it every year. You know, first it was 140 over 90. They said it was high blood pressure. Then they cut it back 135 over 85. Then 130 over 80. So that'll be interesting. We'll see that. We're also going to talk about asthma. Looks like asthma is on the rise. And anything else that comes in, especially breaking news. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. The good news is it sounds like the girl with the MRSA, the Georgia girl, Amy Copeland, doing okay. It looks like she's talking, from what I understand, asking for ice cream. Her breathing is better. I was surprised. I heard a report she asked for ice cream. She was the one that had a ziplining accident, gashed her leg, was affected by a bacteria, a rare bacteria, but a bacteria that could cause necrotizing fasciitis. She lost her leg, lost part of her abdomen. They're hoping to spare the palms of her hands. She's going to lose her fingers, but if they could spare the palms of her hands, she could use a prosthesis. And she's been fighting for her life after being diagnosed with necrotizing fasciitis. But it sounds like she's doing okay, and she's still alive and strong, so that's good to hear. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,563.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,602.93, $801.47 for a half ounce, or $400.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,602.93, $801.47, and $400.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls? Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm trying to look up old Jurassic medicine, and we found an article here saying dinosaurs suffered from arthritis 150 million years ago. Now, I don't know if there was any rheumatologists around that time to help the dinosaurs, but researchers have found that dinosaurs suffered from similar joint degeneration as we humans do and probably did. Honestly, I think it was the same poop, different day, like we always talk about. I don't think they had, I know people talk about, well, the olden days, they had polio and they had consumption and plague. I think if we went back in time and we looked at people, I think they would pretty much have the same things we do. I mean, we're humans. Somebody probably had some fibroids. Somebody probably had some menstrual cramps. Somebody probably had ADD. Somebody probably had post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, I'm sure somebody had insomnia. I'm sure somebody sleepwalked. Yeah, we were talking about sleepwalking. Is that grammatically correct? Sleepwalked? Or do you have to say slept-walked? Probably could say sleepwalking. All right, anyway, researchers found signs of a degenerative condition similar to human arthritis in the jaw of a pliosaur. Oh, an ancient sea reptile that lived 150 million years ago. The discovery, they say, marks the first time arthritis-like diseases have been found in fossilized Jurassic reptiles. Now, all I see is, I mean, I could see the jaw. I can't tell. I mean, I'm sure it's easy to tell arthritis, but possibly could the bone be worn down because it's 150 million years old? Anyway, a team from Bristol University examined a giant specimen of the Pliosaur named Pliosaurus. That sounds made up. Is it just me, or are there all these new dinosaur names? There was only supposed to be a few dinosaur names, right? You had the Brontosaurus, you had the Tyrannosaurus Rex, you had the Velociraptor, and you had, the Stegosaurus. Now they have Pliosaurus, Obamacaresaurus. I mean, they're coming up with all sorts of names. This isn't fair. Okay, anyway, the 8-meter-long creature, oh, don't give it to us in meters. I don't know what meters are. The 8-meter-long creature had a large crocodile-like head, a short neck, whale-like body. Oh, sounds like a lot of my family members. And 4 powerful flippers to propel it through water. It has huge jaws and teeth 20 centimeters long. Okay, that I could imagine. 20 centimeters is twice the size your cervix dilates to when you have a baby. Okay? Cervix dilates to 10, right? 20, that's what they're talking about. Okay, so think of your cervix and double it. Capable of ripping most other reptiles and dinosaurs to pieces. They're huge jaws, but they suffered from arthritis. Oh, poor babies. This caused its left, they're talking about Pliosaurus, which I think Pliosaurus is a total fake name. I sincerely doubt anybody called him Pliosaurus. Anyway, the dinosaur is believed to have suffered with the condition for years, has left jaw joint erosion. Huh, I wonder if he was on bone density medication, like the bisphosphonates. You know how we worry about osteonecrosis and things? Oh, come on, that's funny. I can't do dinosaur humor. You know, medical dinosaur humor now. Not too funny. Okay. The dinosaur is believed to have suffered with the condition for years, and there are marks on the bone of the lower jaw where the teeth from the upper jaw impacted during feeding. Oh, don't tell me he had wisdom teeth. Dr. Judith Sassoon, probably Vidal Sassoon's relative, who knows? I'll see what her hair looks like. I can't tell. She's at the University of Bristol. I'm trying to get through this, guys. Cut me some slack. Studied the skeleton and said, in the same way that aging humans develop arthritis and arthritic hips, this old lady, oh, now they're saying it's a lady Pliosaurus, developed an arthritic jaw and survived with her disability for some time. So they can now tell if a dinosaur is female. Why? I know. The cavemen and their limestone drawings of porn. You're right. See, it all fits in together. Okay, but there was an unhealed fracture of the jaw. The Pliosaurus couldn't go to an oral surgeon and ended up having jaw weakening and break. With the broken jaw, the Pliosaur wasn't really pliable. Okay, sorry. Hey, come on. The Pliosaur would not have been able to feed, and that final accident led to her demise. Now, you know, I know I'm kind of making fun of this article, but I got to tell you, I think this stuff is really, really cool. This is cool. To look at something 150 million years old and, oh, well, that's right. The caveman porn was 37,000 years old. Sorry. But looking at are we done with the caveman story? Can we move on to the caveman story? Because I got to move on with that. We can't, you know, sit there and fixate on limestone images of genitalia. Okay, that was yesterday's story. I gotta move on to new stories. All right, but I think it's really cool to take a look at a mummy, take a look at a skeleton, and try to figure out what medical issues there are. I told you I like to do that with art. I like to look at old art and try to determine what medical issues were going on there. I think it's cool. So for them to take a look, see that there was a broken jaw. Now, what if the Pliosaurus fell and broke his jaw that way? Her jaw. It's a her. Okay, now they said there are several signs to suggest the skeleton was of an old female who developed the condition as an aging process. They say the Pliosaur's large size and few skull bones suggest maturity, while it's believed to be female because the skull crest is quite low. Skull crest. Pliosaurs are thought to have been pursuit or ambush predators feeding on fish, squid, and other marine reptiles, but would have also scavenged. Maybe she, you know, hurt herself on some coral. We don't know. Anyway, I mean, I don't know if we really care what happened to this. Oh, we said to talk about Moby Dick. Hold on a second. They said it must be painful. Remember the fictional whale Moby Dick from Herman Melville's novel? He was supposed to have a crooked jaw. Oh, so now they're thinking Moby Dick had hurt his jaw, too. Okay, well, I guess. You know what? That sounds to me more realistic than a pliosaur. Don't be making dinosaur names up. We're smarter than that. I'm going to do that. I want to go on break. I want to see. You know how with planets, every day now they find a new planet and they make up a name? I'd like to see what kind of names a dahliasaur. Yeah, I know a couple jokes I can't say on air, kind of dirty jokes that they say with our, I can't say a lot of things on air. I guess I got to just stick to the boring medical stories. You know, one of these days, I'm going to do a show that doesn't have to involve the medical stories. And I bet the show would be a lot more interesting. You know, people say, Dr. Dahlia, you know, why don't you, you know, carry the listeners through the latest New England Journal of Medicine? Really? You think that'll get ratings? If I sit there and open up the New England Journal of Medicine and walk you guys through it, that's not what I'm hired for. I'm hired. Now, I got to read all the stuff. Okay, but that doesn't mean I need to put you all through it. Trust me, even doctors don't like reading through that stuff. I mean, I'm sure there are some, you know, I mean, nobody I would have dated, of course. But, all right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got James from Kentucky. Hey, James, how you doing?
Okay, I wanted to talk about cancer.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've been watching, like, YouTube videos and researching a lot of things, like these universities, like these rats that has cancers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one common thing for it is baking soda, what I heard, kills cancer cells.
Huh. I mean, wow. You know how much money we would save if we could treat with baking soda?
Well, it's all a racket.
Yeah, well, you know what? I got to tell you something. You're not the first person to bring this up. Somebody a couple years ago on my show brought that up also. They said that they brought up baking soda. I remember that. And I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more of the thing. Like vitamin B17, you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, it's apricot seeds.
Oh, wow.
Apricot seeds, or this guy that was put in prison for, well, it showed his, you know, even the doctors got on the video and said that they did the operation, and it shrunk a lot because he was taking them apricot seeds, the tumor.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I'm just fascinated to know what did people do in the olden days. And I'm not saying in the olden days they cured cancer, you know, by eating their fruits and vegetables or smoking their leaves or whatever. But I just wish somebody spent some significant amount of time looking at what was out there and what was used, because, you know, but no one's going to put the money to that study. Let's say.
No, they're making money. These companies are making money. Big Pharma, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
They're making money off of it. And if you say anything about it, like out in public and stuff, you would get probably arrested. Because it's against their law.
Mm. Well, you know what, James?
I just got to tell them, if the law's listening out there right now,
mm-hmm.
I go by God's law, not man-made law.
James, God bless you. Thanks for calling. We're going on a break. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
Walking along when there were dinosaurs around. All right, I can't pull up all the lists of dinosaurs, but some of these sound fake. The Abrosaurus, the Abidosaurus, Achillobator, apparently it was a raptor found in modern-day Mongolia, the Acrocanthosaurus, the Afrovenator. That sounds like a Terminator movie. Honestly, the Aquistinia was a spiny back sauropod. I think sauropod sounds fake. The Alxosaurus. Let me see what else they have here. The Angiotomia, which was a Brazilian relative of the Spinosaurus. That sounds fake too. These are just the A's. Oh, the Appalachiosaurus. It was a dinosaur found in Alabama, the Appalachiosaurus. So what would be one in L.A.? The Hollywoodosaurus? The Archaeoceratops? I know some of you scientists out there listening are probably really mad at me right now, but I'm sorry, these sound fake. The Bagaraton, they don't even know what the heck that is. The Belisaurus, like Bella, like beautiful. The Byronosaurus, I bet some scientists think Byron was his name, and he found this one. I bet there's a Pelosi Saurus, a Sibelius Saurus, and a Hillary Clinton Saurus. All right, I don't know. These all sound kind of fake to me. Let me see if we have anything that sounds a little bit more Osaurus-y. You know, there's a Colossosaurus. What? Colossosaurus, really? Greek god Osaurus. Brad Pitt Osaurus. Viggo Mortensen Osaurus. All right. You know what? Honestly, if we're naming dinosaurs, let's have a Dr. Dahlia Osaurus. It was a female with some, voluptuous curves. Let's do that. Okay, the Dr. Dahlia Osaurus. Kyle's working the dolls. Kyle will make you a Kyle Osaurus. Kyle Osaurus is very smart, right? Knew when to plug his ears when the Dahlia Osaurus would start to talk. Oh, yeah, we were talking about gas with the dinosaurs. The Dahlia Osaurus made a lot of that. Okay, can we move on? Are we done? Are we done? All right. Oh, an Anki. Oh, an Ankylosaurus. Okay, Kyle made up his own name. Yeah, honestly, that's what we should do. We should do. Y'all can be, it's really? Is it real? The Ankylosaurus. Like ankylosing spondylitis? An ankylosing spondylosis? Type of, that's not good. A fibroidosaurus? A genital wartosaurus? A herpesosaurus? A chlamydiaosaurus? Yeah, that would be interesting. Chlamydiaosaurus. All right. Mom, I'm changing my name. Oh, to what? Syphilisosaurus. Okay. All right. Are we done? Here we go. Man, 67 years old, dies in a strip club after getting a lap dance. Robert Jean White. Oh, what a shame. Is this his obituary? Robert Jean White from El Paso County, Texas, was at the Red Parrot Strip Club on Friday night. The manager of the club said the elderly man, 67 is not elderly. He should have been able to withstand this. Manager of the club said the quote-unquote elderly man had been getting lap dances, but when it came to paying the dancers, he was unresponsive. So that's all they're worried about? Employees tried to perform CPR on White, and when that didn't work, they called emergency responders. Okay, no. You call emergency responders first. You call the 911 Osaurus first, okay? He was taken to a local hospital, declared dead. El Paso County Sheriff's officials have not released other details, and investigation is underway. Yeah, so they're probably going to do a sting operation. Go in there, you know. I'm sure people are volunteering for that one. But you know what? What a way to go. I mean, if he got to spend his last moments happy, you know, I don't know if I would name a strip club Red Parrot. A Red Parrotosaurus. I think dinosaur names should come back. Honestly, if they're making up so many. All right. 911. Call 911 first. Don't try to perform CPR before calling 911. Nowadays, somebody has a cell phone. I told you guys what to do. If somebody drops and you're the one that could perform the CPR, you take control of the situation. And somebody who's sitting there trying to upload a YouTube video of what's going on, you tell them to stop it, and you tell them call 911. And you don't let them go anywhere. You have them call 911 in front of you because they could get a call that beeps in, starts talking to them. Meanwhile, you think 911 is taken care of. You tell everybody to shut up so there's no noise. Now, remember, you take control, honestly. And I'm not saying go on a power trip, but if you are the one administering the CPR and somebody drops in front of you, you have to take control, whether you're a doctor, nurse, or not. It doesn't matter, okay? You're administering the CPR. You tell everybody to shut the hell up. You tell everybody to calm down. Now, of course, you know, the wife could be crying. Get the wife out of the way, all right? Just tell them to move to the side, okay? And you designate somebody to call 911, and you watch and you make sure they do. And they'll probably put 911 on speaker so the emergency operator can talk to you. You know, again, we don't thank our emergency responders enough. I wish mailman Bob, or was it mailman Bill, who had called earlier and left a message, our mailman, too. Honestly, you guys rock. I'm sure you guys first respond a lot of times. I mean, you guys are, you know, you guys are driving around in your cars, and I'm sure many people mistake you guys for ambulances. God bless all of our people in uniform and everybody. Okay, I'm on just one of those tangents. Thank all our troops. Thank all our mailmen. Thank all our first responders. But let's get back to your situation. Somebody drops. You make sure the person's calling 911. Get the 911 on speaker. Tell everybody to be quiet. Somebody's going to talk. Somebody's going to, you know, give their opinion. You need to tell everybody to shut up. Now, if it's a trauma surgeon, that's in the crowd, okay, let the trauma surgeon do what they need to do. But if it's somebody going, well, I saw on Grey's Anatomy, Dr. McDreamy did this. Okay, tell them, shut up. Okay? Very easy. You can say shut up. It's fine. I say shut up all the time. All the time, especially to my kids. Now, I'm sure some of you are screaming at the radio, shut up. When the person is down, someone's calling 911, get another person to designate the time. Because you need to document how long you're doing chest compressions. Now, hopefully you're already starting to loosen up clothing and get this ready. But while you give people something to do, have somebody else document the time on when you started the chest compressions. Well, 9:11 in the evening, 10:30 in the morning. Make sure somebody has the time because it's very important for the emergency staff to know how long the person had been syncopal or had been unconscious, all right? So, yeah, if somebody can write things down, have them write down everything. You know, have them write down. Have somebody go through the wallet, okay, of course witnessed, and write down the name and get medications. If the wife is sitting there crying, or have the wife go, okay, I need to know everything that's going on. Is he diabetic? Does he have any heart problems? Does he have a stent? What information can you give us? And start writing that down. Trust me, the paramedics would love it. It keeps her busy, and you could work. Assign somebody to find an AED. If there's an AED, right, around that you could use to hopefully, and again, it's self-explanatory. It teaches you how to give the synchronized stimulation to the heart that, you know, see if have somebody, of course not the person calling 911. All right, so you see, you already have 4 or 5 people working, and then you start the CPR. We talked about that, find the nipples. Right? I understand many of us, our nipples are below the waist, but if you have someone who's a little droopy, imagine where their nipples should be, all right? Roughly put the palm of your hand in that area. We aren't going to be too exact. We aren't going to be talking about going find the xiphoid process and going up or down. We're not going to do that. Just find the nipple line. Go in the center of the nipple line. Put one hand over the other, and with your palm of your hand, you start performing chest compressions, about 1.5 to 2 inches, you know, depending on their size, and continually do the chest compressions. Now, that's, of course, after you check for a pulse. Sorry about that. You always have to check for a pulse. Don't check for a wrist pulse. Don't try to check for a pulse in the feet. The easiest place to check for a pulse is the carotid, which is in the neck. Okay? Now, I kind of went backwards. I wasn't expected to teach you all CPR. Usually with CPR, the first thing you do while you're telling everybody to shut up is go to the patient and see that they're unresponsive. Okay? Call their names. Because if they're awake, you don't have to start performing CPR. But, I mean, if they're completely out, they're not breathing, no heartbeat, you'll start CPR. And we'll review. I don't want to rush it. We'll review CPR again. We always, probably every 6 months, we review CPR. But just don't forget to call 911. Don't wait with 911 till after you failed CPR. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, some news came out today that if you exercise, all right, and you do your diet and exercise like your doctor always yells at you to, you have more control over your blood pressure than you think. Now, I like that a lot, all right? I can't stand being told that something's genetic. I hate the fact that I come from a family that has diabetes and high blood pressure and cancer, and that I'm just going to have to live with it. I can't stand that. I can't stand thinking I don't have any control. And so, you know, if you do have control over your blood pressure, which is something we don't, You know, here's the thing. We always talk about diet and exercise. As medical students, as interns, as doctors talking to their patients, diet and exercise. Okay, well, that's very easy to say. But nobody tells you, well, how much exercise? Do we have to do an hour a day? Well, because it's very difficult to study. If they do a study where somebody exercised 30 minutes a day or 45 minutes a day and one person had a 1 millimeter mercury drop in blood pressure, then, you know, is that significant? And is that, I mean, and the study may still be published, right? And the study may say, oh, okay, well, great. You know, if you do X amount of exercise, you could lower blood pressure. Then, you know, the headlines get to be exercise lowers blood pressure and everybody's happy. But, I mean, people need realism, okay? We aren't medicating people because they're 1 point off. Okay? We're not medicating people for 1 point. We're medicating people because they're skyrocketing to 160 over 110. Okay? And their baseline should be 120 over 70. So, you know, we need studies that are a little bit more realistic. We also need advice that's a little bit more realistic. Now, cutting back on alcohol, we talk about lowers blood pressure, we're talking cutting back on salt, cutting back on caffeine, etc. They all help. But what I've been saying on the show is if you have blood pressure in the 160s over 110s, okay, don't not get treated because you want to try to cut back on the potato chips, all right? Because I'm telling you, there are some people, no matter what we do with diet, they have high blood pressure, and I don't want you to stroke in the meantime. Well, anyway, all right, so this new study shows that physically fit people, they say with a family history, were up to 34% less likely to develop high blood pressure than those who rarely exercised. So if you have a family history of high blood pressure and you don't exercise, you're more inclined to get the high blood pressure. Whereas if you exercise, and they said a moderate amount, which is, let's say, brisk walking for 150 minutes a week. All right. You know, so still less than an hour a day, much less 20, 30 minutes a day, let's say, they said could provide a huge benefit. They say having a parent with high blood pressure is one of the biggest risk factors, of course. Previous research suggested that having a parent with high blood pressure may account for 35% to 65% of the variability of blood pressure results. Now, of course, this was published in a study, and the journal is called Hypertension. Yeah, there's a whole journal called Hypertension. All it is about high blood pressure. That's it. Anyway, it included more than 6,000 healthy adults. A third of them had a parent with high blood pressure. They looked at their fitness levels over 5 years, and they noticed that people who had a parent with high blood pressure were more likely to develop high blood pressure, about 20% more likely, after they're looking at age and smoking and cholesterol and weight. They took that out of the equation. Just having a parent with high blood pressure, they found that of the 6,000 healthy adults, 20% were more likely. But people with a high level of physical fitness were 42% less likely. These numbers are driving me crazy, to have high blood pressure, and those with a moderate level, 26% less likely. So what are they saying here? They're saying even if you have that genetic predisposition, exercise can help maybe ward it off. Can it ward it off permanently? I don't know. Now, they said the reverse is true. People with a parent with high blood pressure and a low level of physical fitness were 70% more likely to develop hypertension than those who were highly fit people. So just because you hear me talk about you either got it or you don't, and many of us with a family history, we don't, doesn't mean not to exercise. I've never told you not to diet and exercise. I've told you be realistic. Don't think that you could exercise your way out of a 180 over 120 blood pressure. You won't be able to, okay? However, yes, can it stave off a diagnosis of high blood pressure? Absolutely. Do I have athletes that have high blood pressure? Yes, I do. Not as often as non-athletes. So honestly, this study isn't anything earth-shattering, but what it does is it reminds us that you could still have some control. And if you exercise, et cetera, you may be able to stave it off or have less of a spike. You see, how I look at it is, you know, especially when you have both parents. If you have both parents, there's a very good chance that you'll probably have higher blood pressure later. A very good chance. I don't know whether it's 75, 72. I don't know. Okay? However, if you could put that diagnosis off as long as possible, I think it's success. If you could put off your high blood pressure diagnosis till you're 85, that's wonderful. Same thing with diabetes. I mean, I have people where both parents are diabetic. Meanwhile, their triglycerides, the patient's triglycerides are going up. Sugar level is maybe only 2 points above 100, right? And they're like, well, are you pre-diabetic? Again, exercise, diet, stave that off. Yes, you may become diabetic, but again, if we could slow down the process and put off you becoming diabetic till you're 70, then you being diabetic in your 40s, that's still successful. I mean, you know, just because you have something in the genes doesn't mean you have to get it the same age your parents did. You know, luckily with modern medicine, you know, we're getting heart attacks later than our parents did, if we're getting the heart attack at all. We're getting high blood pressure later. We're getting diabetes later. All right, those of us that are trying to avoid obesity, et cetera. So, you know, don't, like I said, I hope when I've been talking to you about genes, you guys aren't throwing in the towel saying, well, I'm screwed anyway, I guess it doesn't matter. No. No, you do have some control. But just be realistic about the type of control that you do have. Remember, we can't choose our parents, okay? Many of us would love to choose other parents, but you can't. They're our parents, we love them. And their genes is what they gave us, okay? You know, and, you know, God will give us a, you know, hand of cards. And he doesn't judge us by our hand, but he judges us on how we plan, right? That's what my father-in-law said, and I believe it. I believe it, all right? So, you know, if you help yourself, I say, you know, God will help you, all right? If I help myself, you know, by cutting back on the ho-hos and, you know, laying off the soda, you can't expect miracles. It doesn't matter how spiritual you are, okay? You're going to get fat. If you're lazy, sitting on the couch, right, watching America's Got Talent, that was cool. It was 2 hours long, but America's Got Talent, that was good. I think Howard Stern did a great job. You know, Howard Stern is somebody who inspired me with radio. And so I think he inspired a lot of us. And he behaved himself. He did behave himself. I was pretty happy about that. Okay, so big city hospitals are breeding grounds for MRSA. And then the nasty staff is being transferred out of the hospital to other people. So now researchers think that hospitals could now be these hubs of MRSA centers. And people walking in and out of the hospital, not changing their scrubs at the hospital, not cleaning up before they leave, could be bringing the MRSA out. So when they go to a grocery store, they're spreading it. When they're going to the library, they're spreading it. When they're going to the school to pick up the kids. The researchers have found evidence that variants of the potentially deadly infection found at smaller regional hospitals probably came from larger city hospitals. The University of Edinburgh study looked at the genetic makeup of around 80 variants of a major clone of MRSA. Scientists were able to determine the genetic code of the MRSA bacteria taken from infected patients. They identified mutations of the bug. Pretty exciting stuff. And, of course, this led to an emergence of new MRSA variants, and they traced their spread around Europe. Okay. MRSA started to appear around 50 years ago. MRSA is bad. Remember I talked to you guys about this? If you start to get these boils all of a sudden under your arm that come up fast and hurt, don't be playing with them. Don't be popping them. Don't be asking your family members to clean it out for you. Don't. Just get to a doctor. It could be MRSA. You do not want to spread it around the house. And these superbugs scare us because they are resistant. MRSA is methicillin resistant. Staph aureus. If it's resistant to methicillin and a lot of antibiotics, it's hard to kill. All right. So just be careful out there, people. Wash your hands. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're going to be back right after the break.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.